We're all virtually limitless.
This podcast is to provide a space for people to grow,
to rise,
and build.
This is for the people that are ready to step up and make moves,
no matter where they came from.
Welcome to the podcast.
Virtually limitless. This life we live, we get to choose. We can make excuses or make moves.
It's up to you.
Yeah, your network is your network.
So find your tribe or build it.
There's some change about to happen. I can feel it. Oh, this life we were given it. So take advantage, start living
it. I'm on a mission, new beginnings to start living.
Yeah, virtually limitless.
You are tuning in to another episode of.
This is another episode of Virtually Limitless.
Welcome back to Virtually Limitless, you guys. This is your co-host, Justine Mader, and I am thrilled to be bringing on our next guest. We have Travis Believes, and if you do not know who this guy is, like, okay, I'm just going to stop you right there, guys. If you don't know who he is, you need to go check him out. You need to go follow him. You need to go listen to what he's talking about. He's all over the place, so no excuse that you can't find him, because Travis has made himself just shine in the sense that he is coming from behind the scenes and embracing the story and the message and the purpose that he has in his life and business, and he's here to share it with us on Virtually Limitless. Without further ado, Travis, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for welcoming me. It's so awesome to be here.
Oh, we're so excited to have you. So for those of us that may not know super much about you, Travis, I would love for you to give us a little insight on what you do to share your message and purpose with the world.
Yeah. So like I said, my name is Travis Believes. I come from St. Louis, Missouri. I currently live in Dallas, Texas. And I have been in the personal development space of entrepreneurship for a little over a decade now. Started in the game with a gentleman by the name of Prince E. And we're both from St. Louis together. And, you know, we began his journey. Well, he started his journey before I did. But when I started on my journey, I met him. And, you know, we've always had this idea of changing and shaping the world for the better, positivity. Mm-hmm. And it was always through video creation, inspiring people and bringing people together. That's always been the singular goal and purpose. And as I continue to develop and we continue to kind of like expand, I decided to start my own company, Interlight Media, so I can help other creators do the same thing. And fortunately, I've been successful in doing that. And then in doing so, I decided to go ahead and start creating my own stuff.
Yeah!
My story should probably be shared too as well. So,
that's
how I got started.
Oh, so incredible. And it's one of those things where I just love, even in like the course of what you just shared, it was such a journey for you. Like, yeah, you started with Prince. Like now it's like, oh my gosh, now I'm doing my own thing and I'm doing my brand and I'm embracing my message. Like, how was that for you to go from, yeah, a huge brand, you know, with a friend and be like, no, I'm good to start my own thing. Like, what was that like for you? Like, yes, you love your friend, but leveling up on yourself, like, oh, I can't wait to hear this.
So I think the highest form of gratitude is service. So for me, it began when I realized that my story is not actually about me. It's about how I can connect with other people that was in a similar situation or has been through similar struggles. And I feel like that story wasn't being told. I don't think there's enough of those stories being told. And I felt like I was being selfish because I was like, well, there's enough people out here telling their story. You know, what am I going to do? But again, once I understood and decided that my particular story wasn't told and that there are people that come from where I come from and they need to hear that so they can actually be inspired and feel like that it can happen to them too. Then I started doing it. I started creating my own content and getting myself out there and really wanted to help inspire as many people as possible. My goal is I want everybody in the world, no matter where you come from, to know that there is somebody just like you that was able to make it out of your situation.
Ooh, that is so powerful, because it's one of those things like, here we are in 2020, you know, 2021, mm-hmm. We're just sneaking out of this crazy time. And, you know, people were so, they were so stopped. Like it was like an abrupt like halt in their life, yeah. Right? to realize, like, whoa, we're all on the same playing field. We're all on the same team all of a sudden. Like, it's no longer me versus him or she or like any of that stuff. It's like, wow, we're all trying to do this. And to realize that someone's story resonates so deeply with what you're going through and how much you could learn or connect with those people, that's so powerful. I would love to know if, like, the video aspect of that, that's so virtual, that's so easy. So, like, the connection for 2020 probably wasn't anything new for you, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So I was fortunate to be able to get into the digital space early and understand the mechanics of how to create a vertical that works for storytelling. And works for connecting with building a community. And so since I was able to do that with other people, I just basically started utilizing the same strategy for myself. And that's how I got here. So it's kind of like a blessing and a curse. What I mean by the blessing is I was able to understand what was going on. Obviously, the curse being 2020 being a very bad year for a lot of people. But within that, I was able to kind of help people understand their own versions of their own story to share and how we could take a heavy loss like that and turn it into a win.
Oh, that's so powerful. You know, pain through the purpose, you know, just knowing that there is so much more to what's going on. And I think for people moving into this space, you know, entrepreneurship is not cupcakes and rainbows by any means. So I would love to know a little bit, you know, on the journey. I know that there were hills and valleys. I would love to hear, you know, maybe at least one hill where you were just like, we did this, but man, we were hit by, you know, the next truck and this is what it was. I would love to hear some of that just realness. I can feel it in the moment right now, but I want our audience to have that opportunity.
Yeah, it's very important for people to understand that being an entrepreneur is kind of like, you know, when you're on the EKG machine and you see the line going up and down and things like that. That's the entrepreneur life, but it lets you know that you're alive, right?
Ooh, I went through good.
Yeah, I went through every single emotion, you know, happy, sad, you know, depressed, joyful, just everything that you could think of when it comes to this entrepreneurship game. But that is how you succeed when you pour yourself into something, when you pour yourself into your mission and your passions, right? When you pour yourself into what you believe your life mission is, then what happens is magic. And when I say magic, things that you never thought that you could achieve, you're able to achieve because you're actually genuinely going through every single thing necessary to make it to the next level. So there was plenty of aspects, plenty of times, especially in 2020, I had to make a huge pivot because in my business particularly, you know, I was able to grow my business from zero to seven figures within 2 years, but in 2020, I had to pivot simply because I normally meet my clients in person, shoot videos with them and all this type of stuff. And I couldn't do that.
Sure.
So I had to align and figure out strategies on how I can work with other companies and stuff like that, that are like local and just pretty much change the strategy. And it taught me the most important lesson that it doesn't matter how viable you think your business is. If you don't learn how to meet your client or customer where they're at, if you don't learn how to change in changing circumstances, then you will die. It doesn't matter who you are, what business you are, whatever the case may be. If you don't learn how to meet your customer wherever they're at, if you don't learn how to change in changing circumstances, you're going to perish. So adaptability, which is really an evolutionary thing anyway, our brains are the ultimate adaptability machines, right? If we don't learn how to effectively use really what we've evolved to do, then we won't survive.
We're not going to make the next level. Oh my gosh, that's so powerful. And it's one of those things, you guys, you know, it's not a test of what you can do, you know, and just make it. It's what can you do and make more, like not just survive. We want you to thrive. And those are the people that actually make it not just to the top of the level, but they actually reach the next one where they can get back on their feet and try again. Like those are the businesses that are going to survive 2020 or that did survive 2020. And now we're starting 2021 with new breath, new adventures, new ways to move forward. And I think that a huge point of what you were sharing kind of under or in between the lines, let's say, Travis, was just the fact that you were listening to what was going on. So you were able to make the pivots that allowed you to meet your person where they were at, you know, your client, your avatar, your ideal, you know, individual. It's one of those things that you were listening to. What can I do? What do they need? And how can we make this a safe scenario for everyone involved? And I just love that you were so open to not only the change and growth moment, but to what your people needed. And it probably wasn't always what you thought, right? Sometimes it's it's different. It's like, yeah. Oh, interesting. But I love that that's how you kind of transform through that. And so I love to talk about entrepreneurship as a roller coaster. And I love to ride the roller coasters with my hands up. You know, I keep them inside the car. They say, don't put them out. I keep them inside the car. But if I'm going to ride the roller coaster, I'm going to put my hands up and scream the whole way. I can sense just a huge mentality of gratitude. That probably creates even more joy and more opportunities for just health overall. I would love for people to know how you keep that in yourself. Because like we said earlier, it's not always easy. What do you do on a daily basis to keep yourself grounded in gratitude and preserve that mindset?
Two things. The first thing is you got to know what your mission is. When you know your mission and you know what your talents are and you're insanely aware of where you lack at and what you're good at, then everybody else's voices get quieter, right? Everybody else's opinions get quieter, right? You don't, because one of the things I learned is this: the same thing that builds you up is the same thing that destroys you, right? I noticed online, it happens all the time where, you know, somebody will be online, be on the internet, and then next thing you know, they're like going off to get, you know, angry at their followers or they hate negative comments. Yep. And I always tell people, listen, if you're going to be on the internet, right, you cannot control other people's responses. As much as you like to block people, the truth is you're going to experience that, especially if this is how you built your wealth. Now, here's what you need to understand. If you know your why, if you know what you're doing, if you know your talents and your gifts, then you have to allow people the freedom to say whatever they say, because they're dealing with their own crap. See what I'm saying? Like, yeah. these people are broken too as well. And they're trying they're spreading their pain out to other people. Right?
Yep.
So in that same vein though, when people are giving you all these compliments, most of these people are just bandwagon. So don't let the compliments get to your head and don't let the negativity get to your head. One of the things I always go by is, if you wouldn't take advice from them, then don't take criticism from them. Just period.
Yeah, I like that. Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
So know the people that love you. Know the people that have a circle of people that you do take advice from, that you can take criticism from. And let that be your guide. Don't let anybody on the internet or anything like that. And so therefore, it helps you remain focused. So this is what I do, to stay grounded in my mission. I stay focused on who I am, and I surround myself with the people I love. And then I allow that to be kind of like my barometer on where I should shift, change, pivot, and things like that.
Oh, that's huge, because sometimes there is just that overwhelming, drowning voice where it's like, hey, this is what's going on. And you're like, I don't even know where to turn to yet. Like, holy smokes. No. And you know, when we're on the internet and we're looked up to as an influencer or a leader, sometimes you're supposed to know what to do even when you don't know what to do. And so to make sure that you have that inner circle of trusted individuals that not only challenge you to grow, but support you in those moments where you're like, hey, I'm trying to sort this out. Deal this out with me. That's absolutely huge. And I think the underlying message that you shared too with the people giving their feedback, it's a reflection of them. It's not a reflection of you. And yep. to read it in that way and be like, wow, this guy's hurting. You know, how can I send some love his way? What can I do? And I think maybe that was Gary Vee that said that. I've heard this somewhere, but it's one of those things where it's like, what can I do? If I can see their reflection and they can't see it, they think it's me. Like, how can I help turn them around to see the mirror and be like, hey, you don't have to stay this way, but I want you to grow with me. Let's go. Let's figure this out. And so it's one of those things where sometimes people looking at us assume that we're the problem. but, you know, having that empathy to put your arms around them virtually, right? And be like, hey, what can I do to help you out? You know, I'm sending you some love. I'm sending you, you know, just the good vibes, whatever that may be, or letting it go too. Sometimes silence is the greatest gift you can give people versus a rebuttal or being like, hey, I didn't do that. I'm not that kind of person. Let your character and credibility just speak through the people that do know you and who you know in your soul to be. I think when you've done the inner work, you're able to support that inner peace so much better. But sometimes that inner work is super scary. I think 2020 forced a lot of people to do it, and it wasn't a lot of fun. How was, you know, was that something that you had experienced early on in your journey, or where did that opportunity like really hit you to do the inner work to level up and become that best version of you, where you kind of discovered what your purpose was so you could be grounded? When did that happen in your journey?
I was in prison for 3 years. So powerful,
you guys.
Yeah. I did 3 years in prison for armed robbery. Mm. And during that time, I was able to learn myself, like the purpose of humanity, the purpose of why are we here? Why are we living? The hearts of men. I was able to understand that, you know, I was full of people that had on masks. I mean, I was around people that were trying to always prove themselves, you know, like you literally have to put on this veneer of toughness because you got to be this super alpha male because you don't want anybody messing with you. And it's like everybody has on these masks. But here's what prison actually taught me is that there are more people out of prison to have on a mask than there is in prison. Like, in the real world, people are caught up on what other people think about them. They're caught up on what their parents think, their friends think, society thinks, and they're never able to live their true selves. And so I learned that mental prison is worse than physical prison. There's nothing worse than thinking that you're free, but actually being in prison. So when I was able to understand that and grasp that, I started to realize, who am I? Who am I really? Right? Yep. Who am I down at the core? And I had to realize that all these things that we call ourselves are all made up, right? Everything, whether it's nationality, ethnicity, all these things are made up. Now I have to realize, okay, how do I create an apparatus or an environment to where I can live in my highest self? And that goes to what my talents and my gifts are, the things I love to do, how I can help humanity. And then how do I create the values to not only achieve that goal, but to be a happy, fulfilled human being? So I had to take that, strip myself all the way down and say, okay, I don't want to be anything like what I am observing. And instead, let me create these values that I know is going to lead to success, me having the highest amount of fulfillment in my life, which is, you know, being valued and respected by improving the world, by showing the world something better, by helping people come together. This improves the world. People, you'll get that respect that you've always wanted, that value. We always want to feel a part of something, right? Because that's what we are, right? That's, you know, we're mammals and we have to feel alive. And part of being alive is being around people that love us, support us, right? Yes. So once you're able to contribute that to the world, and you having a value system that aligns with that, then that's how you create your meaning for life. And that's what we're all supposed to do. And so when I learned that, I was able to get out and really dive into what I'm supposed to be doing.
So powerful. You just shared so many nuggets of, you know, even when people, you know, social status think that, you know, prison is the greatest, you know, holding point. It's just not. The prison of our minds and of our souls and of our beings, this can actually be even more detrimental to the society, to people as a whole. And I just love that that's something that not only you share through your story, but hopefully you inspire other people to share through their stories. If, you know, prison was part of your past, you know, hopefully you're just setting yourself free in your future to be and to become all that you were called to be. And I think that so many people had to shed that mask and break out of their own prisons in 2020. Because I'm seeing more small businesses. I'm seeing changes in careers. I'm seeing people move and be like, man, if I can work virtual, I'm not staying in the city. I'm heading to the lake house. Like, you know, I'm seeing it all. It's so incredible. But sometimes you just got to stop. And I think the whole world was kind of slapped. You know, I'm clapping my hands. I'm like, dang, you know, we were all brought to the point of questioning and asking ourselves that. And I just love that that was something that you had the presence and ability to do while you were in prison and really defining who you wanted to become. And I just love that that's part of your story. That's so powerful. And hopefully just a word of encouragement to someone else that has either been there or know someone else to be like, hey, this isn't the end. This isn't all this is. You can be so much more, because having Travis here with me has just been such a huge honor. So I'm super excited. I would love the next phase of this question for you, Travis, is what would you like to see when you talk about impacting the world, making the world a better place? What is the big vision for you? Like, if you could do it all this year, what does that vision look like? What is impacting the world? Is that, you know, creating another seven-figure company that you pass on to your children, your family, your friends? Is it, you know, having another 1,500 children drink water in Africa? You know, what are some of the core things that drive your why? I think it's so important that people online understand that, yes, the entrepreneur is running the business, but you're also an impact-driven entrepreneur. This isn't just for you. This isn't for people, you know, to be just focused on the money or the wealth he's accumulating. Wealth is so much more than money. Impact is so much more than income. And I would love for them to know the real root behind the why.
Yep. So, all right. So my company is just a vehicle. The mission is inside of me, right? The reason I chose media, the form of media to get my message across, is because it's the most easily consumable form of content that can spread to a lot of people, right? True. Books are read by millions, videos are seen by billions, right?
Yep. It's true.
If I really want to reach billions of people, then the best way to do that is through media. There's a quote by Malcolm X said, you know, the media is the most powerful entity in the world because it can literally shape the minds of people. The truth is, I really want to get down to a mental shift of all people to believe in themselves. This is actually why I call myself Travis Believes. My name is Travis, but Believe stands for, I believe everyone is a genius. And everyone has a talent to overcome any circumstance that they're in. And my mission is to get everybody to believe that.
To that place.
Yeah, I want people to believe that. And my way of trying to get them to believe that is through media. And obviously I know I can't do it alone.
Yes.
So one of these things is working with influencers. Another of these things is working with companies. I think every company should be a wellness company. Because if everybody has a practice of wellness, then your employees would do better. And if your employees would do better, then your business would do better. So it's
seems simple, but they're still not on board yet.
No, which is part of my mission, you know?
Hey, yes.
So yes. I want to, as many verticals as possible, try to bring this idea that just a mental shift in what we believe and think about ourselves, and just being more wholesome within ourselves about our ideas, what we can accomplish, what we want to achieve, our purpose, then we can genuinely make the world a better place. I always say this, like, just imagine, for example, if the world was, if everybody had equal opportunity, right? And what I mean by that is, they're somewhere in Africa, somewhere in Asia, somewhere in, you know, the Middle East, there's another Elon Musk. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. In every part of the planet, there's another Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos. And I think about that, like, just think of all the lost opportunity we have by not making sure the planet is equal. You know, so not making sure that everybody understands their purpose. There's so many, how far advanced we would be as a society and humanity, it would be insane. I don't even know if we can even quantify it. So
yeah,
one of my missions is to really communicate the importance of this mind shift that we all need. And it stems from just where I come from in my own life. So and the vertical is just really communicating this through some sort of media, like what we're doing now, whether it's social media,
yes,
on TV, through companies so they can do it, helping them understand more about wellness, helping them understand more about what they can achieve, and then eventually taking this to the international level, to governments and stuff like that. So
heck yeah, because truly it starts with, you know, you can be sponsored, you can have all the tools that you need, but if you don't believe that you can do that thing with which you were called to do, nobody's going anywhere. No message is being shared. No video is being shot. No, none of that. There's really no point. So I love that you're going straight to the root of everything that needs to transpire by creating that shift, being that shift first in who you are, in your message, and all that you are sharing forward, but truly inspiring that shift in people so that we can then create opportunities for sponsorships, for change, for, you know, opportunities for people from other countries to grow and develop and to join us at the table of leadership and be like, hey, how can we continue to make this world a greater place and impact more lives at a, like you said, international level. I just think that, oh, that's so important, you guys, because when you think about the dreams that you have in your life, in your business, no dream is too small, too big, too complete. But if you don't believe it within your very being, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. We can guarantee that.
Yeah. The interesting thing I always tell people, belief is actually more powerful than knowledge. Because...
mic drop. Sorry, just saying. Go ahead.
It's kind of like what they say in the Matrix, right? There's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we all have knowledge of certain things.
Absolutely.
Right? But it's until you act, like, for example, we all grow up learning you can be whatever you want to be, right? Yep. But we don't actually believe that. Until you actually believe it is when the action starts to happen.
So true. So true. It's like knowing that, you know, in order to lift something, you have to do arm curls, but you still don't do them. Like, you're still not going to be able to lift that, you know, 600-pound rock for the strongman challenge. It's not going to happen. You know what you need to do, but until you do the darn thing. So that starts with daily mindset awareness. That starts with daily reflection and daily alignment to what it is that you're called to do and discovering that so that you can hold that vision close to you in times of darkness, in times of challenge, in times of growth, so that you can actually continually make progress towards it. And that focus that he talked about earlier is going to be crucial. That inner circle, the people that know you, support you, but challenge you all at the same time. That's so going to be so influential on your journey. But truly knowing and believing, there's two different things. The believing one is going to be the most important. It's going to be the most important. Oh, Travis, that was absolutely fire. I'm so grateful that you shared that with the show. Where can people find more of you and just get to know you all the much better?
Just Google me, Travis Believes. Find me on IG, YouTube. YouTube is where I really am trying to build my community. I mean, I have, you know, my Interlight Media company.
Sure.
I just started creating on YouTube, and that's where I really want the brunt of my focus is on YouTube and IG. I'm a build a community there and really take this to the next level. So,
Well, and it takes people supporting you along the way, you guys, and he's got a huge message and mission, and it's just something that I'm so grateful we were able to broadcast on our show, on our platform. And if you're interested in getting in touch with Travis, have him on your show, get this message out there, because we all are responsible for the shift and for the impact that we create in this world. And I love that Travis is taking this from just zero to hero. We're going all the way, Travis. And I'm just so grateful that we got to have you on the show. Last question I didn't ask you. Well, I should say two questions. Clubhouse, do you like it or hate it? Are you on Clubhouse? Have you tried it?
Yeah, I'm on Clubhouse. I'm killing it on there, man. Find me on there.
I love Clubhouse because, okay, so, and some people don't care for it, but I just love the ability for people to feel like they can reach people that otherwise were untouchable. And I think that's so cool. I think you're building great rapport on the platform. Yeah. But I was just curious if, like, you do it because people say or if you actually liked it.
Nah, so here's the thing. This is something another mind shift that I always tell people, like, these social media platforms is just distribution platform. That's all it is. It's just different verticals to explain what you want or position yourself and how you come to your clients, your consumer. This is like saying, you know, I hate TV. Like, you don't hear people say that because they all want a commercial. So when these new apps come out, you know, people don't care for them, but that's because it hasn't penetrated them yet. You got to be more forward thinking. Stop judging these apps and more so think, why is a million people or a billion people on this platform? Learn that. Understand that. And understand how you can serve those people. And if you don't want to service those people, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But to have this idea that, you know, like to hate, it just doesn't, like, it's people that created this app. It's people on this app. So it's like, do you hate people? Like, what do you hate for?
Right. So, well, and I know, so I'm a productivity coach. So part of me hates it because people are like, I'm on Clubhouse all day. And I'm like, no, you can't do that. But, well, you know, like.
That's a personal thing, though. It's like, how do you curate yourself?
Yes.
So you don't spend so much time on there. It's the
Killed it. You killed it. That's exactly it. Or coming on and just being like, oh, I'm on here all day, but nothing happened. I have no leads. Well, how are you actually being, using strategic, you know, ways for being like, hey, connect on my profile. Do you even have a link for them to follow? I've had a couple of people be like, oh, no one followed me. And I'm like, well, you don't have a link in your bio.
I get 50 DMs. I get 50 DMs a day from Clubhouse.
Oh, yes. You're killing it. So if you want to go check them out on Clubhouse, you guys, don't hesitate to do that as well. But the last final question I wanted to ask was just, words of inspiration for people coming out of 2020. We gave them a lot of tangible advice, but what would be one message from the heart that you would share with our listeners today before we go?
It's a good question. So the number one message is the message I would just give all people, which is nothing changes until you believe it can, right? You are only limited by what you think and believe you are and what you can accomplish. If you believe you can make it to the moon, you can. If you believe you can't, then you can't. You will never outperform your belief system, ever.
Mm. Wow. Woofda, guys. Okay. He got me on that one. That's just so powerful, Travis. And if there's something that you're lacking belief in, ask yourself why. Get to that inner circle. Ask them to help you through that growth movement, because probably it's just that inner prison that you need to get yourself out of. And there's no better time than now, because your message matters and your story needs to be heard across the globe. So without further ado, Travis, thank you so much for being on the Virtually Limitless Show. We're so happy to have had you.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate the time.
Oh, so good.
If you learned anything from this show, make sure you leave a review and check out the description to join our community and grab some free resources. And make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Virtually Limitless.